Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 7 of Nothing on the Radio. Take 2.
Let's agree never do that welcome noise ever again.
It wasn't a noise, it was just my voice.
So this is take 2. We stuffed up before, but you guys weren't here for that. We do have our first live listeners. We have my brother Sam and his fiancée Liv. They're getting married next week, and actually...
Woohoo! Hi, guys.
You said something before, Sam.
You said all the way from Queensland.
That's right, the way from Queensland.
All the way from... We just picked him up from the airport.
Yeah. And boy, are their arms tied. Is that a joke? I think that's a joke that people make. I don't really understand it.
I just flew in.
Oh, that's... That makes more sense because of the flapping.
Yeah.
All right. Good one.
Good one.
Should we get straight into it?
Yeah, man.
So once again, I think I'll start with a poo story as just to get over and done with.
And then we can go up from there.
Okay. So look, I want to say I was 6 or 7. I'm going to say I was 6 or 7. I could have been older, but it sounds worse if I say I'm older. So I'll say I was 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I was, using the bathroom at home and, I finished up, I came out and I was washing my hands and my auntie said, "Hey, Louis, what's that in your ear?" There was poo in my ear.
What?
I don't know how it happened exactly. I must have, wiped, whatever it might be. And then mum's.
It must have been a reasonably sized chunk, though. She noticed it.
Then mum had to come and help me clean it out. It was in the laundry tub.
Your mum has been through some shit. I mean, I don't know. She's like, your mom has been through some stuff. Look, with you boys.
Sam, if you're going to yell out in the background, you've got to actually sound really clear. I've got headphones on.
How old are you?
I'm going to say I was 6 or 7, but Sam's the one person that could through those. We were at Belmore Road.
What's the age difference between you guys?
We're actually twins.
Oh.
No, my brother is 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, right.
Almost within 2 weeks of younger than me. But, so poo in the ear, we got it cleaned out, and I don't think it ever happened again. So that was always good.
What are you doing shitting yourself at 6 or 7 years old?
I wasn't shitting myself. I used the toilet. Went to the toilet.
You told me that you're going to see an ENT specialist in a little while, so is that maybe related? Something's happened there.
I've got corn stuck in my ear. Let's move on from
it's
that.
It's still happening. Megan's like...
Okay, so let's talk about that Lego show that's coming on TV soon.
Yeah, okay.
So, first off, you call it Lego?
What else would I call it?
Well, fucking all the idiots in South Australia call it Lego.
But we don't count those.
They say dance and prance. Dance.
They're very English down there.
Yeah, they're all high and mighty because there was no convicts in South Australia.
Really?
Yeah, even though it was the murder capital of the world for a while, they're still like, lots of murders, no convicts though. Fuckwits. And also, in South Australia, I'm not sure if it's still the case, but it was one of the only places in the world where Coke wasn't the biggest selling drink.
Oh, I thought you know what it was? I thought you were going to talk about the drug.
Coke wasn't the biggest selling drug. Actually, heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
No, Coke wasn't the biggest selling drink. You know what it was?
Fucking orange juice.
Okay, Sam's yelled out Iron Brew. Let's just clear something up.
For all our Scottish listeners.
What's frustrating is Sam's heard this story because he's a bit of a retard.
Iron Brew?
No. Okay, so there's only three places in the world where Coke has been outsold by another drink. In Scotland is one of the places, and it's Iron Brew.
They fucking love their Iron Brew.
Which is like Fanta, I think.
No,
yeah.
No, it's nothing like
Fanta. No, it's more like an energy drink, I'd say.
High sugar content.
Yeah. I just came back from Edinburgh, so you can... Listen to me.
Then there was I think it was Singapore. They had like a Royal Cola, which is like a clear one. But in South Australia.
Water.
Farmers Union Iced Coffee. Outsold Coca-Cola. Now, can you imagine those stinking hot South Australian days? Oh, God, I'm so parched. Oh, you got any iced coffees in there?
Milk was a bad choice.
Now, can I get a room temperature one? Yeah, so, a bit of a...
Fun fact.
Yeah, very fun. Apart from South Australians being fucking idiots. Oh, there goes our South Australian audience. We probably didn't have many to start with.
So many.
At least 3 or 4. Talking about your trip to Scotland.
Yeah.
Now, you did something weird over there. I mean, to me, it's not weird. But
I did many weird things, but one of them I shared with you.
Yeah. So, you were in a castle, yeah? That was a bit of like a museum sort of thing.
Oh, as in like the castle, like the Edinburgh Castle.
Yeah, right. Oh.
The what?
The Edinburgh Castle.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. You're boring. I'm really sorry for this guy just yelling out in the background thinking he's part of this. So, yeah, the Edinburgh Castle.
You obviously didn't get to the bit that I got to.
Yeah, so there was some Nazi and Hitler memorabilia there.
Yeah, there was. And I was with someone that I hadn't known for very long.
And what did you do?
I took photos. It's the only photos that I took in the whole... I didn't... Because my whole trip to the UK was like, eh, I didn't even think I'd be here, so I didn't really take many photos. But then I got to this Hitler memorabilia and I was like, oh, I know someone who will want to see this.
Me.
So the guy that I was with was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
If I was hanging out with someone and noticed they hadn't taken a lot of photos on the trip.
Or any.
And seemed to be like fairly blasé about the whole trip. And then suddenly are like super excited about Nazi memorabilia.
Yeah, those red flags.
Big fucking red flags.
I'm not going to lie.
Was he Jewish? Oy vey. No. Could have been. That's why I'm so worried.
I knew that he was a good guy because he played along and was like, I'll make a distraction. You take the photos. So
you know they're good guys when they also like Nazis.
Hey. I was like, I tried to explain the backstory and it was like, I don't even want to know.
He went, I'm not a Nazi, and then tapped his nose. I did not see you taking that photo.
I see what you did there.
And also what happened in Scotland.
Oh, God.
It all happened probably a couple of years ago. It started and then I think it sort of ended 12 months ago. But this guy had a girlfriend and his girlfriend had a pug as a pet.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to talk about something I did in Scotland.
Oh.
I didn't approve any other stories.
Oh, well, I'll have to hear them.
Next week.
Was this that glory hole situation?
Yeah.
Where you actually tried to stand on the other side of the glory hole.
That's the one.
Guys, I'm on the other side of the glory hole. You got to put your tongue through.
Reach it, mate.
I don't know if I do that.
Really?
I mean, you're just off track a little bit. Like glory holes, for people out there who are wondering, it's like the hole in the wall of a like a bathroom stall in a public bathroom.
If you don't know what a glory hole is, I don't know how you've got to episode 7.
But I guess like... they're generally for men to put their penis through.
Yeah.
And let's...
ladies with larger flaps.
Well...
no?
Oh, yuck.
Don't yuck me, mate.
But like just pop them through. Oh, no, it's a girl on the other side. I can see a labia. Labia? Labia?
Labia? Is it labia? Well, that's a nurse.
You've got them. You're labia? It's like me going penis? 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 I don't know. Labia. Oh, God. That is a... imagine walking into a bathroom.
Don't discriminate.
You know what? I'll say this.
What? Can't have glory holes either?
No. You know what? If I walked into a public toilet and looked to my right and there was a hole in it, I think I'd feel better about seeing a penis come through than seeing some like pastrami-like labia flapping through.
Don't labia shame me. I've talked about this, Louie.
Look, what we'll do, we'll put a photo of Em's labia on Facebook and...
mate, it's already on there. I'm sure.
And you can just comment. You can go, is it hot or not? So we're going a bit off track here.
What were you talking about?
Oh, we're talking about...
the Hitler thing? Or no,
we're talking about the dog. Okay. Oh, the dog. So the guy had a pug.
Yeah.
And it was actually his girlfriend. She had a pug. And he's like, what... it was a really cute little dog, but what could he do the most opposite he could think of to a cute pug? And he made it a Nazi.
Hmm.
So he would make it, he'd go Sieg Heil, and he would do little salutes.
Yeah.
And then he also, as you can with dogs, you can get them excited. You can go, let's go for a walk, let's go for a walk, and they get excited. He got him excited by saying, let's gas the Jews, let's gas the Jews. Now, you don't like this. Wait.
No.
I don't like gassing the Jews. Let's clear this up. It sounds like I'm going to have an argument going, you don't like to gas the Jews, but I like to gas the Jews.
We should all like to gas the Jews. No, I can't even say that. No, you showed me this video and it made me feel really uncomfortable.
But I think that it's absurd humor. Like the joke, he's not making a joke about gassing the Jews. The joke is this pug is a Nazi because it's not, if any dog was going to be a Nazi, it'd be a German Shepherd. I think that's what the point I'm trying to get across.
You're way too fast at the punch point. Okay, the joke is.
Yeah, no, I see what you do there. No, it just made me feel really uncomfortable and I don't.
Really uncomfortable. You're quite happy to just to suggest flopping your labia through a glory hole, but you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I need to do what I need to do.
A pug? Nazi?
A pug saluting?
Are you some sort of animal? Okay, so you're against the idea. Well, what was crazy though was
mainly because the pug is innocent.
Yeah, but I had this discussion with you. The pug's not suddenly now a Nazi. He doesn't have like Nazi views and ideas. He's just a dog. He's not something like, oh, that poor dog's been brainwashed.
He and or she.
Well, either way, the dog doesn't now think it's a Nazi. That's the worst argument anyone's had about this.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. They put some pretty sad music to the clip and it really got me.
And it just got me.
Just you know, got me over the line of hating the fucking whole fucking thing.
Oh, look it up. But yeah, he actually got charged. He got charged with like a hate crime.
I don't understand how you get charged with that.
Em was funny. She's like, I don't know how he got charged. But then she's like, but I think he should get his head bashed in. And it's like, fuck. Em's like, you know what? I agree with you, Louis. He should not have been charged with any crime. That's ridiculous. But I hope someone fucking caves his skull in with a hammer. Like, that's better. I think I'd prefer to get charged to get my head bashed in.
Yeah, but.
Unless it was you.
I'm from Maitland. You'd be so shit.
From Maitland, I'm head bashed in for fun. It's for Christmas.
You get sentenced to getting your head bashed in Maitland. That's what happens.
Really?
Yeah. You should know.
Bash your head in for that shit joke. Okay. Let's talk about bad tattoos. Good segue. We're still working on how to go from one subject to another. But, yeah, bad tattoos.
Have you ever been punched in Maitland?
Yeah, I got punched in the head. We talked about last episode. I got punched in the head.
Yeah, see, it's not that far off the truth.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, that's what happens in Maitland.
You do get punched a lot. Our friend Nathan Sieg was actually in a fight with a couple of guys. And a guy that wasn't in the fight ran from across the street.
Yeah, see, most people know Stig. They'd be like, well, yeah, he's probably bought it on himself.
Probably deserved it.
But this guy actually came from nowhere.
This guy he was on the ground in a fight. Stig looks over. This guy runs across the street and kicks him right in the face.
Yeah.
Smashed him up.
We've all wanted to do it to Stig at one stage.
I think that should be on the postcard for Maitland, a guy just getting booted in the face. Welcome to Maitland. I was going to say the C-bomb, but let's not go.
Outside the candy bar.
Wait, we're talk about bad tattoos.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Let's talk about your tattoos.
Look, I have some excellent tattoos. I think mine are fine.
Yeah, okay.
There's no, oh, fuck off. There's nothing too bad about my tattoos. Look, I'll say this. My brother's here saying smart things in the back, but I wasn't dumb enough to get a tattoo on the underside of my belly button.
Really?
You've got he has a tattoo. He has a tattoo on his belly under his belly button.
Yeah,
you have to stay fit for the rest of your life for that.
Prove it.
Prove it. Get your dick.
Get your dick. Yeah.
Hope he's got a dick tattoo. Show us your dick tattoo.
What is that?
My tattoo that we just talked about.
Yeah, but like I can't even see what it is.
It says
down there.
It says.
Oh yeah.
It says he is his father's son. He got a similar tattoo that I did. I got him on the top of my chest. He got in his belly. But
yeah, right.
But mine are fine. But there's been some we saw online recently. We started talking about this. Boner Garage.
Because
that's the one you wanted to get. You weren't sure whether to get it above your ass or above your front ass.
My.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be a double garage.
Maybe I can get both. Yeah, I don't see why. And then maybe one on my chin as well.
I got garages all over.
Too far? Not far enough.
Well, thing is, Boner Garage is funny. The other one that we saw, which isn't as funny, was the Semen Demon.
Semen Demon.
That's one of those. Imagine going to the beach with like your family on like, we're going away for Easter.
Boner Garage.
Boner Garage. Well, you can
have Semen Demon. Crossing the line there, mate.
Well, what about the other one we saw? The other one we saw was like a love heart with a crown on it. And inside the love heart was a dick going into a bum. And she called herself the anal queen.
We've all thought about getting that one at some stage in our lives.
No, fair enough. Yeah. But look, there was one, I remember Meg and I were walking in Newcastle in the old store, which was the weirdest old shop in Newcastle.
That thing was weird.
And there was a girl and you could see she had a tattoo between her shoulder blades just underneath her neck. And it And it just said, I can't remember if it said fuck you or fuck me or get fucked. Just fuck off. Just
something
fuck off.
Fuck, yeah.
And it's like, why would they get that? Imagine going to tell you, nah, because I don't want, fuck them, everyone behind me. Fuck them.
Oh. So what were the reasons behind your tattoos?
Well, the one on my chest says Beijing 08 because I really got into the Beijing Olympics.
Yeah.
But no. Some are related to my family crest. Some are, one was for my father passing. I've got a daffodil and a cancer ribbon on my my thigh. Mm-hmm. I've got around my rectum, it says spit first.
Yeah.
Just as a joke, though.
As a warning.
No, it's a warning. Hey, if you're
this
there.
This thing will spit before you enter. I don't know.
Jesus.
No?
You always go like, I thought I'm like hitting the edge and you're like, yeah, then your ass spits at him. But then everyone's like, oh, Louis's fucked. And it's like, but Emma says the fuck stuff.
Middle to upper class white female.
Middle
to what I want.
You even tonight suggested that you weren't. My brother made a joke about saying Em was upper class, and Em went like, oh, she even in her mind went, oh, I'm probably not upper class.
I said middle to upper class.
Yeah. I would say lower class. I would say blue collar. If you had a job. No, you do have a job, don't you? You call that. Oh, that's right, you're a sex worker.
Yeah. Four.
Look at that boner garage chatting all over you.
The elite sports people in Newcastle.
Oh, that's right. Robbo the jockey.
Yeah.
Works for Singo's Meats.
It's my biggest clientele. Well, he's my smallest.
Biggest.
But, you know what I mean.
Do you reckon jockeys have got big dicks or little dicks?
Definitely medium.
Fuck, that's exciting. You know what I love?
Medium-sized dicks. Nothing like a good medium dick in and around the boner garage.
Are you a double-length boner garage? So you can put a boat in there as well?
Fuck, I hope my dad doesn't listen to this podcast.
I hope he does. I hope you're out of the will. I hope he cats out of the will and starts calling you boner garage instead of M.
And to my boner garage, I leave. Fuck all.
I leave, fuck off, like the tattoo she's got on her back.
I don't have any tattoos, Louis.
Now, no, not yet. You want to get some shitty dog one. Let's move on from that. Now, we were talking, because we're talking about disgusting stuff, and we were talking about glory holes before, which we could talk about that whole episode on glory holes.
Yeah.
Just back onto glory holes, there was, don't ask me why I know this, there was a website where they rated glory holes and what they were good for. All across Australia.
What do you mean, what they're good for?
Like, because you. No, but it would be like, is it good for blowjobs or sex or flaps. Hooking up? Oh, there's no flaps option on
there.
There
should
it.
Just be. I'm going to.
There should be equal rights. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of women being second class citizens when it comes to the glory hole world.
It should be a glory rectangle.
Glory rectangle,
yes. I'm thinking, like, what shape
for?
Can we shove our.
What
yeah.
Do you,
yeah.
Okay, so
glory rectangles.
Okay, so that's great. We've got two forward-thinking women here, and the best they can come up for was to better the women of Australia is to have glory rectangles. So I guess you can.
We're playing
put your
down to the standard that
better.
We're talking about.
Knowing you know what, what'd be hilarious though, you can't scissor through a glory hole though, can you?
I could find a way.
Would okay. Talking about scissoring, which is a lesbian act, definitely. Do you think it's
what
fair?
What do you think?
You're not scissoring it. Let's just clear it up. So, for everyone out there, scissoring is when two women...
Just Google it.
So, no, get your two fingers, like two peace signs, and then like jam them together. That's scissoring. Apparently, there's a high risk of like UTIs and STDs doing scissoring.
Who's pissing during a fucking scissor session?
I'd be fucking terrified. So, I'd piss my pants. I mean... Guys don't do a lot of scissoring, though. That is literally just asking for your dick and balls.
I think that's docking.
Docking is where a man with a foreskin
What is this we're turning into?
You brought
sex
it up.
Education.
Okay, so do you think it's fair that lesbians get to use penis-shaped objects?
No, they made their choice.
Exactly. Oh, we agree on this.
This isn't good.
I think they should only be able to use hand-shaped objects and tongue-shaped objects and boob-shaped objects. I think it's fucking horseshit.
What about fists?
I said fan-shaped.
The power of...
Talking about fists, let's talk about another story from the snake pit. This is one of the blokes. So Snake Pit is the house that my brothers and I used to live with a few other dudes. But one of the guys, Malibu, we brought him up before. He actually bought one of those big rubber fists from the sex shop. It cost him like $75.
Why?
Just to leave in the house. Hopefully that's all he did with it. But he used to just be hanging around the house. But it had this really strong.
Is this the same guy that caught a tire?
No, no, no. Malibu's the one who stole a pair of girls' underpants
one night. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But he bought this rubber fist and we just – it sounds so weird now. We just play around with it. I don't know how you explain.
Just play around with it.
It would just
be like – we just lube it up and hand it around.
We're having fun. Take it to a glory hole.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
If I was a chick, I'd be okay. Like, but imagine that you're a rectangle like, hole. I'd be like, imagine, yeah, fucking yeah.
Imagine you put your penis through the glory hole and the person on the other end goes, oh, that seems all right. And then you quickly pull your penis back and just jam the fist through. The old, what's that saying?
Imagine if you.
The old flip flop.
What if you put your penis through a glory hole and someone just docked you on the other side?
Well, that's. That'd be fine. That's why you go to that website. You find if it's good for docking, whatever area. But okay, so Malibu had this rubber fist.
Yeah.
And it was in the house all the time. But it had a really unique smell to it, which is really strange. Minty.
Asshole?
No, like a minty chemically dick smell. Hole. But it was always weird. You'd like walk into the lounge room and you'd be like, oh, that fist isn't here somewhere. It was that the smell was that strong. And like guys,
people get that when I walk into a room.
No, Em's been in here.
Oh, for fuck's sake! That minty kind of dickhole like smell.
Old salami. But then, or you'd walk in and you'd know it was there because someone had stuck it between the pillow, the cushions, the lounge. So it was like a fist sticking into the air. So yeah, another story of the snake pit.
You guys didn't pick up a lot, did you?
No, probably not at that stage. I think you know what?
Before Tinder.
Tinder. What would you do if you walked in, like, say you hooked up with, you maybe had a kiss with a guy in town and you go back to his place and
I've never done, but no, yeah.
But just imagine.
Yeah.
And then you go back to his house and there's a rubber fist sticking out of the lounge. Would you go, ooh, my favourite? You shouldn't have.
Do you guys have a glory hole here or? No.
Okay, so we've got this is sort of on the same, we've gone really dirty this time.
This is not what we wanted.
We're there now. flaccid blowjobs.
Oh, we're going down to that one.
Well, I just feel like it rolls away from glory holes and rubber fists and stuff like that.
So I love it when you text me a subject for our podcast and I'll just be like at work trying to be professional or at uni and then I just get a text message saying flaccid blowjobs. Just
well,
like
I can't remember
context, mate.
I can't remember. I wasn't asking for one. May I please have a flaccid blowjob?
I was like, I'm assuming that's a fucking topic.
I think, okay, as a girl, let's put this hypothetically. If you were to ever give a blowjob,
I've never done.
Exactly.
Yep.
Would you ever want to do it with a flaccid penis?
Well, I think that, in theory, from what I've heard, is that they start flaccid and then they go hard.
Oh, you've done biology. We don't walk around with erections all day, mate. I don't
at the moment, so.
Imagine if we had to walk around with erection all day.
I know. So, but like, the only way to get it that way is.
But okay. You could kiss the bloke, you could touch him, get it hard, then go down.
Oh, or
are you that hungry for it? You just want to go straight for it.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Put it in my mouth.
But how do you make it that way?
Am I having to explain how to give an eye erection?
An eye erection?
Guys are pretty simple. Just, I don't know. Charm your. Oh, I've got to stop talking about labias. I think we've said it so many times.
Just and stand there like.
I like still labia. Can't get the pronunciation right. Hey, I'll put your dick in my mouth. Look at these labias.
What? Why is there multiple?
Isn't there labia? Two? Labias? Oh, I don't know.
It's one thing.
Is it?
I'm not going to do the hand movements.
What's that?
It's like pants.
You've got a pair of labia.
Yeah. It's like pants.
Yeah, but there's two pants legs. You say that, it's like pants. But if you gave me a pair of pants that just had one hole in them, I'd be pretty upset. Unless it was a kilt. Back to Edinburgh. Back. It's all a loop. Okay, so flaccid blowjobs. Would you prefer to give a blowjob to a penis that went from flaccid to hard or hard to flaccid?
Flaccid to hard, because yeah, then you're doing something choice. Right.
Good choice. Other way, I think it's sort of like a reverse ice cream. You know what I mean? Ice creams are hard, then they go soft.
Yeah.
Blowjob's soft, then hard. That's...
Like, who would prefer the latter? Like, that is...
Well, maybe if it goes full circle, if you're talking about, like, putting it in your mouth straight away rather than at least heating up the engine room first and, like...
For fuck's sake.
Then I guess it could go soft, hard, you know, things happen, and then soft again.
Can we move on?
Yes.
I don't want to completely Usually. Be written out of all my family's wills.
Yes, let's move on. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Shut the fuck
up. Still getting over a bit of a cold. Okay, so...
Hey, you remember this week when you ran someone over?
No. So, okay. I'm sure we've all been there. You know when you're driving...
We've all hit someone with our car.
You actually have hit a cyclist. Oh, yeah, that's right. So don't throw this back at me. I've never actually hit a pedestrian.
Look.
I was driving down a more quiet street and I was sort of behind a car who was turning into a parking lot. So I had to slow down. It turned in. I went to keep driving and this woman just started crossing the road. I guess she thought I was going into the parking spot.
Yeah, right.
But... Then she sort of saw me and she wasn't trying to be a pain in the ass and I thought, oh, and I just sort of half smiled like, oh, you know, we all do this. And she started like mouthing like, fucking, I'm like, fuck off. I could have run you over.
I was going to say, did you accelerate over the bitch?
Yeah, then I killed her. But don't tell anyone. No, but I did.
She was probably homeless anyway. It's fine.
You know what? I say this, but... If you beep at me while I'm driving, almost without thinking about it, I'll give you the finger.
Yeah.
Like, because not a lot of people like.
We just went to the airport, right? And I think there was two or three occasions in that, like, 1 hour period where you've used your horn.
Yeah, people are fucking idiots.
I'm seeing a common denominator here.
Oh, yeah. If you keep walking around and if you keep smelling dog shit everywhere you go, maybe check your own boot.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's just lots of dog shit around. It's my saying. Maybe I'm just fucking surrounded by dog shit.
That should be your horn. Like, but, you use your horn two or three times in like a well, 1 hour.
Look, what is a horn there for if not to beep? Let me beep.
Why can I not beep? As the old saying goes.
The horn is for beeping.
What is it?
I think the saying goes, the brake is for braking, the horn is for beeping. Let the man beep. Look, if you're going to be a fuckwit, you're going to get a beep. And people need to be told off. I will drive behind people on the freeway and I could overtake them on the left. But that's illegal. They're on the right-hand lane. They're doing 100 k's an hour.
So what's the far left lane for when it's three lane?
Well, that's technically you need to be in the left or the middle lane. Far left is usually for trucks. I shouldn't have to explain this to you. It makes me fucking terrified to be on the road with you. What's the left lane for?
No, but
do I have to blink on both sides?
When there's three lanes,
why have I got a clutch and a brake and an accelerator pedal?
I can't drive a manual. I'm not a fucking wizard. Jesus.
This is what I'm terrified of. I will drive behind someone on the freeway. And I could pass them on the left, but technically that's illegal. I will drive behind them, beeping and flashing my lights at them for half an hour if I have to. And they should eventually learn and go, fuck, that guy really wasn't happy. And they might think I'm a fucking maniac, but hopefully, yeah, and that's fine. But next time on the roads, they might drive like a regular person. I'm like Batman, sort of. I'm the I'm the hero that you guys... need but maybe don't deserve.
Is that what you said? Like, I'm that. The hero you guys need but don't deserve.
As I yell out.
Fucking.
I go, get out the fucking road, I'm Batman. But
The roads are too quiet, so they put like a Louis light up in the air.
Yep. Just for me to get on the roads and meet people. But what was funny, this is a couple of years back, my wife and I were driving and there was just some fucking Darrow on a bike. Because Darrows often have bikes. I'll say this. Darrows often have bikes, but what most Darrows have when they're getting around are backpacks. I don't know why. if you're not a child, you shouldn't have a backpack. If you're not maybe studying,
I have a backpack because I'm. But
for studying,
but take it to uni. Yeah.
Exactly. Who are the people that are riding around? You know, middle of the day, they don't have a job and they've got backpacks on.
Cocaine.
That if you've got a whole fucking backpack full of cocaine,
you're doing fucking well.
Oh, but okay. So Megan and I are driving through, and there's Darrow's driving towards us in the middle of the street.
Do you mean a Darrow like a bike that you pedal or a bike that
a bike that you pedal, a push bike? Darrow's can't afford. So just for people to know what a Darrow is, this is I guess for our
international listeners.
Which I'm not sure if they exist yet. A Darrow was like a redneck, a chav, just a bit of a scum human being. But he's in the middle of the road and he's riding his bike. And I just had to sort of stop for him to... So, I beeped because as horns are for beeping.
And then do you beep and then lock your door straight away? Because that's what I do.
No, I beep and get ready to open my door. Oh, look, as I said, I think I said in one of the early episodes, you will eventually see me in the newspaper for fighting someone on the street. And there could be an old lady.
I have a feeling it's going to be me.
What's the left lane for? What's the middle lane for? There's too many lanes.
These episodes is going to end up in a fight.
I told you I'd lay you out. But so this Darrow was riding towards us on the bike. I beep and he's going, oh, fuck up, you gun wrecker. And I'm like, fucking Darrow. And my wife Wigan went, oh, fucking pheasants. And I went, do you mean peasants? She went, yes. Because pheasants are birds.
No, I meant pheasants.
No, Louis, I meant pheasants.
Oh, Megan.
Yeah. I actually brought that up in our wedding vows, how she called the Darrow a pheasant.
Pheasant.
If you were like English royalty, you might call like people pheasants. So they shoot them in that. But, no, that was pretty funny.
Megan is a classic.
Okay, guys. So, little bit of a change up. We were talking about Lego briefly before. I've actually got my brother, Sam. Sam, say hello.
Hello, world.
Oh. So, another funny story. Sam, Miles, and I were actually playing with Lego. We're a little bit older. We found it in the old sheds, and I must have been about 14. Sam would have been 12. Miles would have been about 9 years old.
We didn't find it in a shed.
Yeah, it was with that dead body.
It's not like, it's not like we discovered the Rosetta Stone. Oh, and then we found it.
And the Lego.
And we created Lego.
No, it was in one of the old... It was in one of the sheds. We found it with all our other toys. Well, our toys.
We played with toys for way too long. I think you're just trying to hide the fact that you were 14 years old playing with toys.
No. Oh, this is what I was worried about.
I stepped my favourite Ninja Turtle.
I very clearly remember the time. Just this is off track a little bit. I remember being... I must have been 13 years old. And I got a Transformer for Christmas. And I remember going to play with it and thinking, just doesn't do it for me anymore. And that was the moment. Lego, on the other hand. So,
moment that what?
That I just was, I'm not interested in toys anymore. Oh. I lost the magic. You know, I used to play with them and you'd be like, doo-doo. And, oh, I did this and we're jumping. I lost it. We lost the magic.
No. I don't think you ever did.
I did. I wrote a song about it. Losing the magic, gaining the stress. We're talking about, playing with Lego. We're a little bit older. We pulled out when we're a little bit older. And I was making some really sick spaceship-style things. And our stepfather, Romo, saw us playing with it. And he pulled Mum aside and he went, Sal, you shouldn't let those boys play with Lego. It'll turn them gay.
And that's a third truth because Miles is fabulous.
I love the gays. We've talked about this in other episodes. Miles says he's not gay, but he tries to go to a lot of glory holes. And he's always disappointed when it's a female on the other side. He's very serious about this. But talking about Romo. So, Romo is our stepdad. Jan Raminski for the Polish community out there. Now, Sam, I do remember another time, actually, where we were... watching TV when the bathroom was sort of next to the television. And Roma walked out only wearing a pair of underpants. Now, what was...
what day was that? Was that 363 days or 364 days of the year?
Do you remember him walking out in just a pair of underpants?
That was every day.
But what was special about those underpants that day?
They were mine.
Oh, we were sitting there and Romo's walked out in a pair of underpants. And
he's done that with lots of my clothes. Like, yeah, but to the snow, I had that brand new golf punk hat and I loved it. And I remember we got to the snow. I didn't know what it was the last 2 days. And he walks out and he puts it on his head. And he pushes it over like a beanie. Perfect.
Sam started crying.
I saw the fabric just tear.
What's wrong, Sammy? And Sam went, I wanted to be a golf punk. No, but it was hilarious. So Romo's walked out in front of us. We're watching TV and he's just wearing a pair of underpants, which is actually fairly normal. And he's walked past us and left the room and Sam went, oh, those are my underpants.
Well, you can't come back from it. Take them off. Give them back. You could. I need to wear these now.
That's a real power play. I don't think you're at that age you can handle that.
Don't you walk away here in front of Louis and Miles.
Let's swap. Now, there was something that came up. Now, Mum and Romo had pigs for quite a while. Now, there was a couple of incidents with the pigs that sort of burnt into our memories. Now, what happened in the middle of the night that one time?
Okay, this could be fabricated from Miles.
Well, I don't think Miles would lie about this.
He had some wicked dreams. Fever dreams. No, when the pigs got out. So, we had a pig pen. That was pretty much as a teenager when we spent most of our weekends.
Sam used to smoke pot in the pig pen.
Spent most of our weekend getting high with pigs.
So the story is that Miles woke up to a lot of commotion and looked outside, and by the moonlight, he could see all the pigs running around the backyard, Romo chasing them completely naked.
The top side of the story is he got all of them and got them back in the pen.
He wrestled them all down. What another story that actually did happen was when the big mother sow had piglets, and Romo decided to jump the fence and move the piglets. They were sort of in an area he didn't want them to be.
No, he said something before it. We were all throwing food.
He said, "Sam, these underpants are too tight."
He jumped the fence, heard him rip.
Ah, these underpants are shit.
and they're cheap.
Sam, your underpants are shit. No, so he jumped the fence, whatever he said, but he started picking up the piglets like loose apples on the ground. And he's like, nah, the mother knows me. It's all good. But what happened?
I think it was the best part was he said something at the start. It was just like, you boys don't know what you're doing. He jumped the fence, grabbed the piglets and walked like very slow towards us. And then you saw the sow just look at him and start running. You saw Romo. I think the first time I saw Romo see fear in his face. And he had like four piglets and he started running towards us. And the sow just took him out. I think it was in front of me and a couple of my friends.
Knocked him down.
Yeah, knocked him down. Then started like tusking him.
And what was hilarious, he shit his pants. He was that scared, but he went, doesn't matter, they're Sam's underpants. But apparently, I think it was the next day, it was like an ad in the paper, pigs for sale.
What about the goat?
Oh, okay.
Biscuit.
Yeah, so Romo also brought a goat. I forgot about this story. Romo suddenly had a goat at our house. It was on like a fairly long lead, I think. But it was a big fucking goat. It must have been 6 foot tall. It was a big goat. At its head, not at its shoulder. That's a monster. That's like bigger than a horse. No, I'm talking like we would look at it and it was at least our height at the eyes.
It was always angry though.
Oh, it was. For a goat called Biscuit, it was fucking angry.
It wasn't tasty.
But one time, we were fucking terrified of this goat.
No, give it a bit of backstory. So you get home from school.
Bit of backstory. I fought this goat, right?
And you'd walk home and you'd just like... And you'd look down the goat and it'd see you from 200 meters away. And it'd be back on its hind legs like...
Oh, yeah.
Air headbutting from 200 meters away.
Yeah, like, imagine coming home and like... Your neighbor was like shadowboxing.
200 meters.
Going, you want to go, mate? You want to go? Punch in the air. You're like, this guy's fucking lunatic.
This guy's a fucking legend.
But one afternoon, Mum and Romo weren't home and we're just chilling out. And suddenly...
Playing Halo.
Playing Halo, probably. I was probably winning. And Biscuit got inside.
No, the that house. Wasn't the start because we were sitting there playing and at my mum Romo's house, the living room is...
You know what's interesting radio and podcasting? Not talking about the layout of people's anyway, houses. Fuck off. And the sun was in the zenith. So what you'll find, the sun was coming into the lounge room at about an 85 degree angle. And it was on the window. Let's talk about something.
That's my story.
Mate. Yeah.
We're playing Halo, turn left, and there's Biscuit within about 3 centimetres of our face between us and the glass.
Oh, that's right. He got on the veranda first.
And then we all looked left, and there's this fucking angry goat just staring at us.
Big goat.
But fucking then we Biscuit. Thought we ignored it. I just ignore it. Ignore it. And then we did ignore it until we heard the clapping through the laundry.
Laundry. Came in through the laundry. We forgot about the laundry door. We thought we were safe. And he still, you're like, oh, fuck. And he was like backing up to head. He was fucking angry goat.
I could have taken him.
And remember, Em's trying to like ask us questions and we can't hear her. We're so not used to having more than two people in on this. Yeah, so that was the story of Biscuit, the goat and the pigs. And we also had, we had some ponies out there as well.
Hey, what's his name? I was going to say Junior.
Shorty.
Shorty.
And we used to go, Shorty. He died recently, actually.
Oh, I was going to say that, but how morbid do you want this thing to go?
Talking about glory holes and Hitler before. I think people could handle our pony died. Oh, Louis, can I talk about a dead pony?
Junior, Shorty, he's dead.
He dead, Shorty dead. So one thing Sam didn't talk about, because he's a little bit shy, was his...
It's me back, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It is M back. Sam's disappeared for the time being. he broke his banjo string. So I don't think...
Yeah, you have to explain this.
Okay. So the banjo string, I don't think that's a medical term for it.
No.
I'm not sure. Do we know the medical... No, I don't think we know the medical term for it.
It's a frenulum.
It's the best frenulum you ever had.
That sounds made up.
Okay, so it's the small bit of skin that connects your foreskin to the head of your penis, but colloquially known as the banjo string.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sam somehow broke his banjo string doing up his zipper. Mm-hmm. Now, this is his story. Whether that's how it happened or not, that's how the story starts. Now, the doctor he saw... told him, look, it will heal. They do heal. It's not like losing a finger or anything like that. But he said, you got to stay away from pretty much any action for 2 weeks. And then Sam went...
All glory holes, everything.
Yeah. But Sam went, that's almost impossible, Doc. Yeah. And then tried to high-five him, which was really awkward. Then the story is that on the last day of the 2 weeks...
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the story Sam says. He's always going to make himself sound like he was a victim of this situation. So, Sam's...
Part of the Me Too movement.
Exactly. Me Too, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, he went out and he found some, obviously, this poor girl and he went back to her place. And he eventually, a few drinks and whatnot, and went to bed and said he went to sleep. Like saying, no, I knew I couldn't do anything. That's why I went to sleep. This all sounds very ridiculous.
Yeah. I just wanted her to have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, he woke up and she must have done the old flaccid penis blowjob.
Yeah.
At least to start with. But he woke up and she was going down on him. Okay. As adults do.
And now, you had no part in this, Sam.
What do you mean? I had 50% part.
But you were like, you were like, oh, I didn't.
Sam's claiming he had a 50% part in this. Okay, so, and he realized something was not quite right. So he sort of had his hands down around his groinal area and he brought up one hand, which looked like a normal hand in the small amount of light he had. The other hand he brought up was dark.
Yeah.
And he said, whoa, stop, put the light on. Sam was covered in blood in his groin, which is bad enough for Sam.
Yeah.
But the poor lady. Bad enough
for Sam, I was going to say.
But this is, hey, Sam was assaulted. Now, the ladies, obviously, as I said before, she had the Dolmio grin, which is a
term that I feel uncomfortable with.
She looked like Ronald McDonald. She was covered in Sam's blood.
Okay.
Now, up until this point, you could probably say, hey, Sam was, you know, he didn't ask for this. He was, some could say he was assaulted. But this is probably where he'll lose some followers, where he then said, oh, you must have bitten me. Didn't say, like, oh, that's my banjo string. She's deferred a fragile blame. One.
Yeah.
She's a fragile one. Sorry about that.
I think a girl would know if she's bitten you.
Well, you'd hear it because you'd be like, you'd know you wouldn't get the normal sound out of it.
Fucking hell, mate.
So, yeah. And then apparently, according to Sam's friend, there was a scream and then a girl coming out looking like a vampire ran out like covered in blood. Like a clown,
yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, so just an interesting story that Sam didn't want to bring up. So, yeah, there's a lot of scumbags out there.
Why didn't you want
to
bring that up, Sam?
Interesting story Sam didn't want to bring up. Here it is.
Sam said he didn't want to bring it up, but I brought it up anyway.
Sam's like, let's not talk about that.
No, but that is a funny. It is a funny story. And now people know what a banjo string is.
How's your banjo string, Sam?
Last 12 years of good banjo strings.
Let's get some good sound out of that thing. Another thing about Sam while he's here, we've actually asked him a few questions. This is awesome. When I get stressed, I maybe don't sleep as well as I should. Mm. I don't know what else I'd really do. I don't
snore? Is that when you snore?
I think I snore regardless. Yeah. I think if I'm stressed, I snore. If I'm happy, I snore.
Stress eating.
Liv has just suggested I stress eat, but I think she's just having a go at me. You must be stressed all the time, mate.
No, I like that. That was good.
she's laughing now, but I get to actually speak at her wedding next week, so I'm going to give her an absolute mouthful. But what's hilarious is that my brother Sam, when he gets stressed, he goes bald. Mm. So hair just falls out of his head.
Yep.
Now, he hasn't shown me his groin area, but I hope it falls out of his,
12-year-old boy style. Yeah.
Ball sack.
Yep.
It does. Liv's saying it does.
Liv's saying, given the little
the more little stress he gets. So that's one positive, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess
every cloud has a silver lining.
What happens when you get stressed?
Erections. Stress erections.
Yeah.
Stress erections.
Oh, we've all been there.
It's really hard at work. Especially when I'm going to schools. What's that? Stress.
Nope, not at all.
What do you get when you get stressed?
Shingles.
Oh, we were just talking about 2 minutes ago. Shingles, for anyone who doesn't know, a lot of people are thinking like roof shingles.
Yeah, roofs. And do you know the amount of jokes that I got about that when I had shingles? Yeah.
And it's not. It's not as funny as it's like terrible chicken pox and it's like all over you. And it's
blisters
like,
all over your body.
Yeah.
And it is the most painful thing I've ever had in my life, physically.
And
but other than that.
But I'll say this, you probably deserve it. Isn't it a karma thing?
Yeah, definitely. I've done some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, so look, I said I'm fairly lucky apart from Liv suggesting that I stress. Maybe I do stress eat. Maybe I do stress eat. Maybe you guys are all laughing.
Stress
maybe
drink.
Instead of self-harming, I just smash a couple of magnums.
You did serve me celery for dinner tonight, so.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. I did serve celery with a blue cheese dip, so. I think Pete Evans and the raw food challenge guys would probably have an issue with that.
You know what Pete Evans would? I think Pete Evans would be a massive believer in the flat earth.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this as well. So,
don't you reckon? I can see him as a flat earther.
Yeah, I could. So, there's a huge subset of people out there at the moment who, it's only come out the last few years in the public eye that suddenly believe the earth is flat.
And they've got a massive following, even celebrities.
Yeah, if you go on Netflix, there's actually a documentary, and I can't remember what it's called now, but if you search flat earth, remember? Flat earth theory, about flat earth on Netflix. And then I guess it's the same sort of people who do anti-vaccination stuff.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. If you think the earth's flat, then fuck vaccinating your child.
Earth's flat, fuck kids.
Fuck it.
But I just can't, one of the big arguments, which has been disproven many times, is that vaccines cause autism.
Yeah.
But would you prefer a kid that had autism or a kid that was dead at 2 years old? Oh, you're going to say dead kid.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, fuck.
Because I will be judged.
I read a terrible.
You know how I feel about children.
I read a terrible Tinder profile on. It must have been online the other day.
On Tinder?
No, I'm not on Tinder. God, don't tell Megan I'm on Tinder. No, and it's like they call me the microwave because I'm cool on the outside, hot on the inside, and if you put a baby in me, I'll kill it.
Wow.
Mm. I didn't say that.
I didn't know that Megan could look at other girls' profiles, but...
Are you suggesting Megan's on Tinder?
Yeah. And
oh, that was another thing that I found recently. I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a... I hope it's true. It's apparently an app called Rumbler, and it's fights. You find fights online.
What, like a fight club?
Yeah. So, like, you swipe right
for a fight. You do talk about it.
First rule of Rumbler, tell swipe everyone. Swipe right. Tell everyone about it. Would you get on Rumbler and fight people?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you know what? This is, we were talking about this before. You're like, oh, I'd love to get into a fight. You get on a Rumbler.
It's a lifelong goal. I just want to punch someone in the face.
If we ever do a live show, I'm going to get... in the dick?
Oh, look.
Oh, you're the worst. Imagine going, rightio, Em, you want to have a fight? Let's have a proper fight. We'll get gloved up and you just go fucking bang, punch you right in the dick. You know what?
I got him in the dick.
If we ever do a live show, I'm going to go out and find the meanest bitch out there. And I'll be like, Em wants to get in a fight. I'll probably
be friends with her, so it's fine.
No, I'll say that you called her a... What do girls call each other that you don't like? Moles? Sluzzers? What do you call each other?
We empower each other these days.
Oh, sure you do.
We're feminists.
We put our flaps through holes and we're fine with that. What do you call a girl you really don't like? What do you call a girl you really don't like?
Slurry.
Slurry?
Yeah.
Slurry?
Yeah. Don't look at them.
Don't look at the other girl to confirm that we call each other slurries.
You dirty fucking slurry. Because slut is too, like... I have appreciation.
Because I'm a slut.
I have appreciation for sluts, yeah. So
slurry.
I don't know. It's just like you're maybe a mole. I don't know.
I like you're mole.
Dirty mole, fucking mole.
Yeah, mole does fit a lot of.
I don't know.
A lot of people are moles.
I haven't had a girl fight in a long time.
Oh, you know what? I do think you need to get into a fist fight, just so you can get like punched out and be like, "Oh, don't want to get that again."
Yeah,
might knock some sense into you.
Into me specifically.
Yeah. I said if I got into a fight, I'd be the worst bloke in the world.
Yeah,
it'd be all over the news. Louis punches.
I saw you fighting at Sam's Buck Show. Guys, yes. On the beach.
Yeah, but that wasn't a fight. It was pretty much me wrestling a baby. Sam gave up in like 30 seconds. But moving on from that. Something happened on your Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Have you got it handy?
I don't, but well, I can tell you what it said.
Okay, read it out. I'll say what it said. Well, it was in your DMs, which
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I screenshotted it and sent it to you. Okay, so this, I don't know if guys get this too. I think they do.
No, we don't. I wish we did.
No, they do. Guys definitely get this. Where girls like slide, it's called sliding into your DMs.
Yeah, I understand what sliding into DMs is, but no girls going, have you not got it? I need to. So Em just had to go and quickly find the image of the guy who contacted her privately on her Instagram.
Yeah, he's not. Look, he's.
His name's Ali.
Ali. A-L-I.
A-L-I.
Has anyone else been contacted by this guy? No, like, I don't know if like, I swear guys must get it too. Like, no, with girls, okay. Like...
I'll say that girls will get guys like that are probably real guys.
Yeah.
Just fishing, random comments.
He says he's from Germany, so I have
only,
to believe him.
Honestly, the only ones we get are, like, porn bots.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they trick me, and I'm like, oh, but... I'm like, I'm married. I can't.
I've already given my credit card details, though. And
so I've got so many girlfriends all over the world.
My name is Ali. Okay, there's no punctuation in here, so okay. I'm just going to put it in
read now. It out as confusing as it is.
My name is Ali. I'm single. I live in Germany. I want with you friendship. Seriously, honestly, I hope you're nice.
Oh, it's like Shakespeare. Now, would you... Okay, that's ridiculous. Like, you're going to ignore that. Did you write back to him?
No, because you can accept or decline when you don't know someone on Insta, and then I declined. Before sending you a screenshot of the message.
I could imagine, you know what would come very quickly after that?
What?
Dick pic.
From me?
Oh, well, that'd stop him. Yes, Ali, very interesting.
From now on, here I'm going to reply to every dick pic with a dick pic and be like, I thought we were sharing dick pics.
Actually, I've heard a really good way to reply to dick pics is going, oh my God, why did you send me a photo of a child's penis? And they're like, what? And you're like, oh, I have to report this. You shouldn't be sharing child pornography.
That is amazing.
And if someone said I had a child penis, I'd be very disappointed. No, I do love, like, there's guys out there that are just like, hey, I'm going to just crack onto a random girl on Instagram.
And then she'll pay for me to come from Germany to Australia.
What if he paid for you to go to Germany?
Oh, I'd definitely take that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why don't you text him back? Text him back. See what he says. Just say, hey, can I get two tickets? Say
two tickets.
Say that you've got, what are those animals that look after people? That's really weird. Sounds like a monkey or something like that. What do they feel like?
Oh, they're like
support animals.
Support animals, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just say, I've got a large support animal that I need to take with me. He's a panda, something big, and I'll go with you. I'll even wear a suit.
And then as we come out of the arrival terminal, then what?
I'll just carry it on for the next 3 weeks in my panda suit.
Punch him in the dick. Oh, so I actually have to go through with it.
I mean, this is a very big long shot that this is going to happen. But if you can get me a ticket to Berlin or anywhere in Germany, anywhere in Europe, I'll wear a suit.
No, just Germany.
I'll wear a suit of your choosing and you can say, if you can get me another ticket going, well, I need to bring my support animal over.
My support
over.
Clown. Yeah. You just like no, not as a clown.
It's got to be an animal. Fucking clown. Has to be an animal. If you can find an animal costume and if you can all arrange this, I'll go with you. Meagle will be furious. Charlie will be upset as well. But
I don't think they will. I think they'll really be perfectly good, okay with it.
It's a really good story to tell people, though. Yes. Hey, guys. Weird that I just said, hey, guys. Yeah, no, whatever.
Don't do that again.
That's going to do us for episode 7. Sorry it took a couple of weeks, but we're doing our best. I keep saying it, honestly, we do love feedback on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. It honestly gives
personal
us stuff
messaging,
to talk about.
Skywriting.
Yeah. And as you saw tonight.
Morse code. No?
You can learn Morse code. I haven't got time for that. But honestly, if you want to, as you saw, my brother got a bit involved tonight. If you actually want to like come and meet us, maybe do a signature session, you know, we'll make
first
a t-shirt.
First transfer money to the account of...
No, but seriously, like we'd love to get people on board. It gives us stuff to talk about and you know, unique stories and you can get on here and we can have a chat. But yep, thanks for listening, guys. I will hopefully catch you. I do have a wedding next weekend.
Oh, yes.
But maybe catch up on the Sunday after the wedding. We'll see how we go.
If you are still alive, then
I'll be alive.
Okay. All right. We'll catch us later.
Bye.